From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Betsy Smith. Missouri Senator Josh Hawley is taking aim at YouTube after the New York Times reported it was recommending videos of minors to users who watch sexually suggestive content. St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum reports on the GOP senator's proposal.
The Times reported how YouTube's algorithm can recommend home videos of minors playing to users who watched other clips of prepubescent, partially clothed children. Hawley's office said in a statement that such an arrangement is especially problematic since some videos are posted by children themselves, leaving them vulnerable to being manipulated by pedophiles into posting more suggestive videos. Hawley is planning to introduce legislation barring video hosting services from recommending videos that feature minors. Those movies could still appear in search results and would exempt things like primetime talent shows. YouTube said in a statement this week it's curtailed the ability for minors to shoot live videos and limited recommendations of, quote, videos featuring minors in risky situations. I'm Jason Rosenbaum.
Missouri utility regulators have approved the acquisition of a cross-country wind energy project by a Chicago firm. Yesterday's decision by the State Public Service Commission was a necessary step for the firm to buy the rights to construct the proposed Grain Belt Express power line. The line would carry wind power from Kansas across Missouri and Illinois before hooking into a power grid in Indiana that serves eastern states. More than 100 researchers, educators, community advocates, and healthcare professionals are gathered this week in Columbia to look at the latest data, challenges, and solutions on the experiences of immigrants and people of color communities in the Midwest. KBIA's Janet Saidi has this.
Part of the subtitle of this year's 18th annual Cambio de Colores, or Change of Colors, conference is Welcoming Immigrants and Newcomers in Turbulent Times. As Latino populations increase in almost every Missouri county, it's important to create a bridge between research, resources, and action, says conference co-director Veronica Perez Picasso. She says it is turbulent times right now for immigrants in the United States, particularly for those in rural communities.
They arrive to these areas where they've never had people from other countries or Latinos, and so they feel excluded. And so the idea is for them to realize that there are things that are available for them and that they should be acknowledged as part of that community.
The conference continues through Friday at Columbia's Stony Creek Inn. Janet Saidi, KBIA News.
More than $9 million in national flood insurance claims have already been paid to a couple hundred Missouri property owners since flooding began this spring. But that may be just the beginning. Several hundred more claims were pending yesterday, and officials expect another surge after the current floodwaters begin receding and people can assess damage to their homes and businesses. I'm Betsy Smith, KBIA News, Columbia.